Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Love is timeless, but so is great music. And there is no other place for an evening of great conversation with classic tunes and heartwarming stories. From 70s to 90s classics, every song has a story to tell. And speaking of stories, we tell it the way it is. Love, relationships, and everything in between. Join the crew every Wednesday by 8 p.m. It's a date with love, romance, and oldies.
Oh, yeah.
Only on Manchester's Afrobeat station, Radio Africana.
Welcome back. Hello, Manchester, and to all the listeners across the world, you're tuned in to Lovestorm on Radio Africana. I'm speaking to you all the way from Manchester, and as usual, I'm your host, the Love Doctor, and I've got with me in the building the Love Guru. He's back. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Good to have you here again on the show.
Thank you so much, Jerry. Yeah, it's so good to be with you again.
Same here, due to popular demand.
Thank you.
So, as usual, tonight we're diving deep into a topic that touches almost every relationship in this modern age.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about the intricate, sometimes beautiful, sometimes extra wild world of social media. And before we go into it, we're going to take a short music break. Do not touch that dial because I'll be back. Don't touch that dial.
Oh,
Hello, listeners. We're back. And it's your girl, Jerry. You're listening to Love Storm on Radio Africana. And tonight, I've got the love guru with me here. And we're talking about love and social media. You see, this social media is a double-edged sword. On one hand, it connects us, it bridges distances, and offers us that avenue to meet people. On the other hand, it can breed insecurity, jealousy, and even lots of heartbreak. So tonight, we're going to unpack all of it. Are you ready for them tonight, the love guru?
Well, we're just going to do our best to unpack the topic.
Okay. I like the baritone. We're just going to do our best to unpack the topic. I'm pretty sure the ladies are melting. They said, bring it on, doctor, bring it on. Okay, so I think we should start off by talking about meeting people via social media. What's your take on that?
Well, this issue of social media and relationships is a bit of a complex, naughty one. And so let's try and see if we can untie this thing. So, you know, let's even go back to how social media has been able to permeate through our relationships and how it's forged and formed our relationships over time. But just to give a background to how the social media thing has come up. So social media, as we know, it depends on how you want to define it.
It's been
with us for quite a bit. You know, so but the advent of smartphones has actually allowed us to see a huge perversion of this social media. But it's been on for quite a long time. There's been some companies that were called the forerunners in social media. I beg your pardon. Like there's one company called Six Degrees. It came around as far back as 1997. They've been around since about 97. But if memory serves me correctly, sometime in 2004. Before 2004, 2002, we had another company called MySpace.
Oh, yeah, true.
Believe it or not, MySpace came before them. And then after MySpace, I think the year after that, then Facebook debuted. Now, when all these companies first came around, the intention was not for them to actually start the social media thing. It was just something that they started for colleges, you know, at about the end of they are studying, so they wanted to just keep in touch.
But people can connect.
But the last 10 to 15 years has seen a huge explosion of these companies in our space, and they've done pretty good to see how, you know, they forged new things for us, how our lives have been transformed by social media. It's quite fascinating, to say the least.
I know, and gone are the days when people would exclusively meet at the church, maybe restaurants, gatherings, or through a mutual friend. Now, a swipe, a follow, a DM can spark a whole new relationship. And a recent study from 2024 showed that a staggering 60% of couples reportedly met their spouses online. That is huge. From the previous decade where our parents, even some of us, didn't meet our better halves online. But now it's a 60%. That's like more than half of couples. So that's actually a good thing. Do you think so?
I think it's a very good thing. 60% is a huge number, and it continues to tear down the walls. 60% right now, and you know, we've seen another huge rise in dating apps.
Yep.
I mean, that's something I think you should start talking about.
So for those of you out there who've met each other online, give yourselves a pat on the back. You make a part of that 60%. But what are the pros and the cons? Like with everything, there's always the pain and there's always the gain. And what are the opportunities and the pitfalls? These are what we'll be discussing tonight on the show. If you want to be a part of the show, the number to text is 0744-881-1570. 0744-881-1570. If you're on Instagram and you think it's easier to send a DM, DM us on Radio Africana, and we'll be more than happy to discuss whatever it is you want to talk about in regards to dating and social media. That's love and social media. Okay, yes, so as I said earlier, we're talking about the pitfalls and the gains. So what would you, in your own understanding, what would be the first gain?
The first gain is, so I look at how social media has helped to actually cement relationships, how social media has helped a lot of people to come together, how social media has been able to bring people who ordinarily would never have thought they could have a good relationship.
You know, and
social media has been very, very helpful.
So I remember
a friend of mine. Elena. Elena's grandparents moved to the UK about 80 years ago.
Okay.
Now the great grandparents had kind of like lost touch with people in faraway Romania, but today, with the use of social media, they're able to connect with people in Romania. There's some lost friends who have moved also to the States, you know. So it's bringing people, making the world smaller. You could call that the agent of globalization, as it were. But it's bringing people closer and ever so close. The world has become small with social media. But behind those keys, is some guy who is not so confident, and now because he's got some sort of muscle behind the social behind the phone, he's able to talk to someone that ordinarily he would not have been man enough to say hello to before. So these are some of the positives and gains of social media.
Yeah, that's true, because for instance, today I made a comment on.
Go on. Are you fessing up now?
I made a comment on a post online. And they're talking about this particular Nigerian musician who's been acting pretty awkward lately. So I left a comment on one of them big handles, and somebody started serenading me in the right there in the comment section. I found it very awkward, but at the same time, I think people have actually gotten married that way, where somebody left a comment, someone responded, and then moved it straight to the DMs, and from there it was happily ever after. But in my own case, it was like happily never after, mom. It just did amuse me that somebody could serenade an absolute stranger, like wrote a whole paragraph of sweet nothings. So that's one of the joys of social media. So I'm going straight to the phone lines. We've had our first text for the day. This is Blessing in Moss Side. Says, hi Jerry and Love Guru, I met my husband on Facebook. We were in the same diaspora group sharing recipes. Now we're married with two kids. It does work.
Wow.
Beautiful and blessing. Thank you for being our first listener to texting today. That's a testament to the power of connection, you know, from sharing recipes online to sharing a home and having two kids. But it's not always sunshine and roses and rainbows and butterflies. We've heard of people catfishing and misrepresenting what they are, who they are. So Blessing, I'll say, was one of the lucky ones, because we've had like the Tinder swindler, the popular one, and other stories like that where people were pretty unlucky with who they met online. So it's not just all the time that you have testaments like Blessings. We have to be very careful with how we connect with strangers, because you're strangers until you meet.
You know, so to look at the flip side of what you just talking about is the algorithms that actually defines the people that you speak with.
Yeah.
So sometimes you're not in total control of the person you want to speak with on the other side.
100.
When we speak about social media and its ills, the downsides of social media. So so you get on social media, you begin to define the personality of the person you want to see, mm-hmm. or the person you want to speak with.
Yeah.
So you're actually using that. So the company is actually pushing algorithms towards you. Say, right. So you're looking for a guy who is tall, a six footer, a light skinned guy, a guy who's got the well toned muscles. Mm-hmm. He's got all the six packs. He's got all the looks and everything. And then you're getting awarded dopamine.
Yeah.
And then 1 minute later, so you're just scrolling aggressively, endlessly trying to, So you're trying your best to get the right fit for what you want.
Yeah.
But in the end, it's not exactly what you want. You are feeling rewarded, mm-hmm. but it's not the right thing. Not necessarily the right thing the right person has been pushed towards you. But again, we get to see that the people behind the keyboard, the person behind the screen, it's not exactly the person that you actually wanted by the time you match it face to face. So we've seen a lot of things crumble by because mm-hmm. the expectation is not exactly
what
you bargained for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So now let's move on to something that causes a lot of debate. I know women would be quite interested in this one: posting your partner on social media. Is it a show of love and commitment, or is it just for external validation, you think?
External validation. I think sometimes this thing, it boils on insecurity. So the partner who you're posting is right there beside you, it's right there with you. You share the same, you stay under the same roof. What? Let him know exactly how you feel. I mean, these are sort of things that social media does. The people whom we are asking to validate this relationship, I mean, our online in-laws.
Yeah.
Our online in-laws. These people, they don't know you.
So do you post or do you not post?
I rarely ever post on social media.
Do you post yourself?
No.
Okay. No. So I think in your situation, it's fair enough that you don't post yourself. So your partner wouldn't quite expect you to post them since you do not post. But in a scenario where he or she posts themselves all the time and they don't post their other half, do you think?
So my thinking about social media is split personalities.
Mm.
So you find people, they're one thing in the person in the flesh.
Yeah.
Then on social media, they try to build a unique persona. Identity,
mm-hmm.
Of whom they are. So they carefully curate the people, the videos and pictures they want to come into their space.
Yeah.
They carefully and intentionally want to sound in a particular way and all. So sometimes you get to think that these people are not real people.
Yeah.
So your personality on that space, the footprints that you create around the person of whom you are, and who you are also in the real
sense,
in the real sense of whom you are, actually different people. So sometimes it boils to insecurity, trying to be someone or something that you're not.
Yeah, but some people believe that if your partner isn't on your social media, then the relationship isn't real or serious.
Say that again.
So some people believe that if your partner isn't on your social media, then the relationship is either not real or unserious, and it's almost like a declaration, like a public declaration of love. So if I post my partner on my social media, it's me saying, this is my husband in whom I'm well pleased, and this is mine and I'm proud of it. So when you do not do that, it's sort of looks as though you're not proud of who you're with. Or in some cases, you have women saying, if you don't post him, then you think he's with someone else, and you're scared to find out that he's with someone else. That's what women think. That's how women think, like, oh, if that lady is not posting her partner, then she knows that she snatched him from some quote unquote. Or if that guy is not posting his wife, well, if he doesn't post her, then what's my business? I can still date him because I didn't find the wife on his social media page. So that's the mindset out there.
Yeah.
And a study also shows that 47% of teens in 2015 said social media offers a place to show how much they care about their other half. 47%. And that was 2015.
That's a big number.
So imagine doing another one now. I'm pretty sure it's going to be like 70%.
Possibly it's going to have gone up.
Hello, if you're just tuning in, this is Love Storm with Jerry, and tonight we're talking about love and social media. We're looking at the pains, the gains of love during this social media era. To be a part of the show, the number to text is 0744 881 1570, and I've got the love guru with me, and we're both discussing love and social media. We're going to take a short music break. Do not go anywhere, we'll be back in no time. Don't touch that dial.
Time on my hand, since you've been away, boy, plans. No, 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 no. And the sound of the rain against my window pane is slowly driving me insane. Boy, everything's going wrong. Why'd you have to say goodbye? Look what you've done to me. I can't stop these tears from falling from my eyes. Ooh, baby.
Hello, 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 lovely listeners. It's still your girl, Jerry, and I'm with the Love Guru. You're listening to Love Storm on Radio Africana. And tonight we're talking about social media, love and social media. If you want to be a part of the show, the number to text is 0744-881-1570. If you want to call in, that's okay as well. The number to call is 0161-222-9960. And I've got a message from Patrick here in Salford. Patrick says, my partner and I rarely post each other. We believe our relationship is for us, not for the internet. People assume something is wrong, but we're happier than ever. Thank you, Patrick. Oh, I can see the Love Guru nodding as I was reading that out.
I'm in agreement.
So that brings us to the flip side, not posting your partner. Does it protect the relationship, or is it a red flag when you do not post your partner at all, like Patrick has just mentioned?
Like I said before, we went on a break, and it's good to have you again. Like I said, it boils down and it comes down to insecurity, you know. So there's a lot of doom and gloom all the time when people speak and think about social media.
Yeah.
But if things are just the way it's supposed to be, there's a lot of confidence. You trust your partner very well, and you're not bothering, because we get to see people checking on likes. You know, so how many people liked? Yeah. How many people liked the post?
Mm-hmm.
How many people actually
commented
on the post?
Yeah.
And then you're searching for the names of the people. Yeah. Again.
Who is that girl that commented on our post?
You get what I mean?
Why does she wink?
You see what I mean? So these things actually comes to the fact that people are no longer trusting of each other. Social media as well has made everything completely different. Now, what if I told you in 1990 that by 2025 that we could sit in the comfort of our homes and we get other people speaking into the relationship that we have to say good or bad about our relationship? So that's what we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. So you need to be able to carefully sift out the things that are not important.
Absolutely.
And be confident about the person the person whom you're with.
Yeah. Because you're also trying to protect and nurture your relationship from prying eyes.
That's correct.
Because in as much as you have people complimenting, some of them can be backhanded compliments where they're saying, oh, you guys look cute together, but your husband's ears though, and you're thinking, what did they just say? And from there, you just notice that when your husband now wants to take pictures, you're telling him, babe, make sure you put your head a certain way so that his ears don't start looking funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's you having some kind of problem already with your husband's looks.
Yeah.
And this you wouldn't really bother about on a regular day, but now you now have a complex with your husband's ears. And that's how people's opinions,
because of shape your own.
Exactly. So yeah, I do see the pitfall there in that one. However, for others, a lack of public acknowledgement can be a source of insecurity. So when the post and nobody likes it, like, oh, is my partner hiding something? Did he block everybody from seeing our post? Why hasn't anybody looked at our post? Or why hasn't he posted me? Has he told them out there that he isn't married, and that's why he doesn't want to post me, so that people wouldn't find out that he's not married? Because it's just, you know, it's both ways.
Mm.
It could be that he's protecting the relationship. It could also be that he's being dodgy,
because
you have a lot of dodgy partners there that wouldn't want to post you because they want to tell other girls out there, or the opposite sex, that they're single.
Mm.
So it's a bit of this and that, you know.
Yeah.
Mm. So there's really no right way in this case. So it's nice to have a little social media page for you and your family, if that's what works for you. And at the same time, but that shouldn't necessarily be a yardstick of measuring the success of your relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. It should be your personal choice. If it works for you, if it rocks your boat, if it means so much to you, then yeah. But you also have to, I think, consider the other person as well, if it's what works for them. But if they're quite active on social media, I think that's where it then tends to be dodgy. If they're quite active on social media and then say to you, I don't want you to post me, then there's a problem.
Yep.
Yeah, because they're doing it, but just don't want to do it with you.
That's right.
But if they don't do it at all and they say, oh, it doesn't work for me, not my thing, doesn't rock my boat, yeah, then you guys will have to get to some form of compromise, because that's what marriage and relationships are about. They're all about compromise and what works for both of you. We are talking about all things social media and relationships tonight. I've got with me tonight the love guru, and it's still your girl Jerry. Now, for the question that can make or break trust, going through your partner's social media account.
No.
Is that a good or a bad idea?
Oh, it's the graveyard of so many relationships. Mm-hmm. So many relationships have been buried in that graveyard. I know a couple of them, you know, and I don't want to speak so eloquently about that right now. But I think it's something that, you see, no partner actually wants to run through the phone of his partner or her partner if there were no signs that, you know, there were cracks. Mm-hmm. And then that person started to dig in to find out, to be sure, you know, just validate the suspicion. So I see the way you run to the corners to take your call. Yeah. I see that you now have a passcode to your phone that nobody knows about. I see you keeping late nights. I see the voice or your voice modulation when you speak sometimes to some people.
Yeah.
You know, I see you spend more time in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. You know, so what are you hiding?
Yeah.
You know, so your partner wants to now find out, because you see, relationships are built on trust. That's the basis of every relationship. Once the trust goes out, all the other partner, the next, you know, the partner right beside you wants to come, is looking for a confirmation.
Yeah.
That my suspicion, I need to be sure of what I suspect. Is it actually true? Mm-hmm. Is it not true? What makes it true? To what extent is this truth the truth?
Yeah.
So all they want to do is just to confirm. So when the moment you start getting your partner of checking your phone, it's all about confirmation, right? It's about confirmation for my suspicion. What I've been seeing, the signs that I've been seeing, I want to be sure that this is indeed true.
Yeah.
And the moment they confirm, it's a downward slope from there on.
Yeah, but on the other hand, some might argue that in a truly transparent relationship, there should be nothing to hide. So if I did want to have a look, I could pick now and then. And I should be able to look at your phone and say, oh, can I see a funny meme? Or let me see that picture. Like, oh, you're going through your Facebook. Can I just look at it? Oh, what are you laughing? What are you laughing at? What's so funny? And then you hand me your phone. That's transparency, isn't it?
It is. But, you know, so let me just take you, of course, slightly for one moment. See, no matter how transparent a relationship is, no matter how long lasting that relationship would have been, there should still be some element of privacy for the other partner.
Privacy, but through your phone,
see, these
looking
are
at stuff, and I'm like,
these
oh,
are very
babe,
difficult conversations that people never want to have.
Yeah, but it's just, see, can I just see it, babes? You're looking at something, it's just a picture. Like,
see, there are certain things that are just left to you and you alone.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
Strongly disagree.
I know, but no, to some extent, there are certain things that you just want to keep to yourself.
No, but it's just you laughing at a meme, and you say, this is funny. I'm like, oh, babes, can I see it? It's just for 5 seconds. If you're not comfortable enough to hand me your phone for 5 seconds, then that's when I'm just going to start wondering, like, oh, was he hiding?
I still agree, and I still believe that there should still be some element of privacy in some relationship, just a little bit of something. I mean, we're not talking about you having a side thing,
yeah,
or something. You know, this just one or two conversations, one or two things. It has to be for, it has to be to yourself alone, and then you could keep it to yourself, and when you're ready and good to speak about it, then you talk about it.
Mm.
You know, so
studies
yeah,
have
I know you.
Shown
there, you yeah,
study, no, studies yeah, yeah, have yeah. shown that 47% of couples admit to secretly going through their partner's social media accounts, and while some might not do it out of curiosity, is often linked to jealousy, insecurity, and a lack of trust.
So let me ask you this, Jerry. Why are you running through this your partner's social media account? What are you looking for?
So I've just given you, so you know the example I gave you earlier. So I'm saying, babes, can I just see your phone? I just want to laugh with you. And you're saying I can't see for 5 seconds. If you're telling me I can't see for 5 seconds or a minute, then it piques my interest. I'm thinking, why doesn't he want me to go through his phone? There must be something that it's just like saying, you know, when your parents just say, you see that milk, do not touch that milk. You can have this one, but you can't have that one. Naturally, you want to rebel. That's how humans are. So at that point where you've given a caveat saying, no, it's my phone, I can't show you because, oh, I deserve some privacy. Then something in me says, okay, let's see how secret he can be. Let's see that secret. Let's see how much secret this man is keeping. But do you know that on the other hand, going through your partner's phone has saved a lot of people from harm? Yeah.
Okay. Tell me something. Tell me.
Yeah. A lot of women.
Give me 3 examples.
Okay. This is a real life example.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go into so much details mm-hmm. because
obviously
somebody
obviously
somebody found that her husband was trying to harm her via snooping on her husband's phone.
She found that her husband was going to harm her.
Yep. Like take her life via snooping on the husband's phone.
That is a toxic relationship from the get go.
No, it wasn't. They're not having any issues.
You reckon?
Nope. The guy was. I don't want to go. That's why I said I don't want
right.
to go.
Right? No. You don't have to. You don't have to give all the details because obviously we're on radio.
And you know what? It was just based off. She wasn't even snooping. So the guy was in the bathroom. A call comes in. She was about taking it. A text message comes in. And then you know how you
that
see
is
the
dangerous.
Preview. Yeah, you now
that
see.
That is dangerous.
Yeah. And then she saw the first 3 lines. It had to do with her. And then something just said, open it and read it. She read it and she's like, oh my God. So from there, she didn't even go back to the bathroom. She went straight to the police station and that was the end of that marriage.
Wow.
Sometimes it's actually good to snoop because she would have been in oblivion and that would have been the end of her because he was looking for an easy way out of that marriage because he was trying to save face and at the same time take someone's life.
Wow.
In the process. So sometimes you can't necessarily say it's a good thing and you can't also say it's a bad thing because in scenarios like this where he saved the life, if she hadn't done that, who knows? That would
so the question
like the
here is, when does it actually stop?
That's the thing. So it only stops when the other person stops being dodgy.
That's the point. So the person being dodgy is a reason, it means that that relationship was already on shaky ground.
So you being dodgy and telling your partner not to look at your phone is the reason why your partner is looking at your phone. That's the reason for the insecurity, because you can't make me insecure and ask me not to feel insecure.
A relationship that is rock solid with transparency, one that is built on friendship, you know, true and genuine love. They've got nothing to hide.
Exactly.
And then everything is just going so smoothly. So there'll be no need for you to put on the passcodes and all that. Everything is on there.
Yeah.
You don't have to snoop around.
Exactly, because
the missus or the husband has got no reason to want to run through the partner's phone.
Yes.
All right. So the moment you start doing that, it means that communication had broken down way before.
And trust.
Right, communication had broken down. Trust had already gone through the window.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so then you're trying to just confirm your fears. And the moment you confirm those fears, that relationship is gone.
I know. So I'll just quickly go to the phone lines. You have a text from Sandra in Old Trafford. Hello, Sandra. She says, hey, Jerry, I found out my ex was messaging all the women by checking his Instagram. Ooh. It saved me a lot of heartache in the long run. So for me, it was a good idea, like you've just said. Mm. You see, thanks for your honesty, Sandra. That's exactly what I was saying. It just highlights, you know, the painful reality that, though it sounds funny that you're snooping, it might not really be a good idea to snoop, but then in some cases it's a good idea.
There is so when you after snooping, my worry and my question is, what next?
You leave.
Does that solve it? Has it solved any problem?
Yes, it has. It saved you that heartache, because where he was talking to multiple women.
Right, so you snoop through your partner's phone and you find out that your partner is cheating on you.
But she wasn't.
So what's the logical thing to do? In my estimation, the logical thing to do is to confront the partner and ask that. So I found this. Can we talk about it? Can we resolve this? It could be anything.
Multiple women.
Right.
What's that to resolve? Like,
yeah.
You resolve with A, are you going to resolve with B? Are you going to resolve with C? Like, you see, for some men, the C's, I wouldn't say men, that's me focusing on one gender. For some, social media is an avenue for them to cheat. It's just an avenue for infidelity, where they feel this is a pond. We've got so many fishes in the pond. All I need to do is swipe. All I need to do is slide down the DMs. So in that kind of relationship where they feel, yeah, the more the merrier, and you're saying to yourself, oh no, I'm monogamous, it's just me and my partner, then you're going to feel shot chain. Like, oh, why am I in this? So it's just like, I'm in this relationship by myself while this person is out there having a blast. I'm in here saying, oh no, it's just me and my woman, me and my man. You feel a certain way. So if that person then snoops and sees that their partner is having a blast out there, it now becomes their own decision to choose if they want to stay or leave. Mm-hmm. At least they know what they're dealing with. For me, I think my principle is, whatever it is you're doing, give the other person a chance to make a choice.
Can I put you on the spot for one moment,
yes, please? Yeah.
Has social media ever helped a relationship?
Help my relationship?
No. Has it helped any relationship, in your opinion?
I'll say yeah for some.
We
have our first.
I'll say yes.
Yeah, the first listener that texted in and said she got married via Facebook. Yeah, that's the testament.
And it continues to strengthen relationships.
For some, yeah. And it breaks a lot of homes as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. The good and the bad of social media.
Yep. Mm. With everything, there's the good, the bad, and the ugly.
We are going to have to learn to live with it. We're going to have to learn to live with this.
I know what works for you, and know your limits. Set boundaries. Yeah. With everything in life, it's just all about boundaries. Do not overdo it. Know that the other person is human. Mm-hmm. Like, build that trust and let that transparency be there. So if you're the social media person, maybe because of the kind of work you do, you need to be out there. You need to make your partner confident enough to believe that you're not messing about on social media.
Yeah.
And if you want to post your relationship, I'll just say filter it. Don't put everything out there, because from what I've seen lately on social media, it's just like there are no limits. People post their bedroom, post themselves dressing up. I'm like, where do we draw the line? They even put the kids, like...
That's the problem. Where do you draw the line with social media?
I know.
So you just carry on. But just like you've said, psychologists actually have done loads of research and put out the results of research out there, saying, you know, it's all about satisfaction and reward.
Yeah.
So the neurons, you know, the neurotransmitters in our head, in our brain somewhere, it's just weird, like people who are very heavy on alcohol and cigarette smoking. So until that satisfaction comes to you, if it makes you feel like that, so it has its own health hazards as well.
Same
as, you know, it's a disaster waiting to happen in the next couple of years. It's not lasted for too long.
A lot of people
probably
are
between the
addicts,
last, you know, between 10 and 15 years. So we have a lot of social media addicts, and the NHS is going to have to do a lot of work in that regard. So where does it end?
Yeah, I'd say because he's got a lot of connections, he's got a lot of opportunities. We can't say do not do social media, because people end their living through social media. People have met the loves of their lives through social media. So we can't say, oh, do not go on social media, do not do it. But like you said, it's just knowing when to stop. If you think this is going to endanger your relationship, you'd have to weigh the options. Which one means more to you? Is it the social media validation, or is it your relationship? So if you then feel as though you prefer the validation to the actual relationship, then. But if you think your relationship means more to you than social media, then I think it's just that instant gratification we get from the so many likes we get, the comments. That's it. People just don't know. They get carried away. But just talk to your partner about social media, the social media habits, your comfort levels, what to post, what not to post, boundaries. And I think that's it. If you go by those rules, then it should help you. But when somebody starts to deviate, that's when the problem starts. If you're just tuning in, this is Love Storm on Radio Africana. I'm here every Wednesday talking about love, relationships, and everything between. And of course, love songs from the 80s, 90s, early 2000s as well. So if you want to be a part of the show, the number to text is 0744-881-1570. And I will take another one quickly before we go on a short music break. This one is from Blessing. And if I can... Okay, I'll go to the next one, sorry. I don't know where that's gone now. This is from Lydia in Manchester. It says, "Hi Jerry, I've tried meeting people on dating apps linked to social media, but it's so superficial. Everyone's just showing off. Is there really a way to find a genuine connection there?" I would ask you, since it's coming from a lady, I would ask you, the man. Is there a way of finding a genuine connection on or via social media?
I think it's got to do with trial and error, to be honest. So the social media is just a reflection or a mirror of the real world. In the real world, they're true people, they're genuine people, they're honest people, people who are committed. Mm-hmm. On social media, there's you know, some people just go around and mess about, you know, just fishing around, you know. So it could be a hit and a miss, but if you're able to define your personality very carefully on social media and put it out there, and if you could be lucky. But as with everything in life, you've got to be intentional.
Yeah.
With social media, with what you want. There are dodgy sites, there are dodgy dating apps.
Because
we've seen a huge rise of dating apps out there. I can't mention their names for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But there are a couple of dating apps there that you could go on there and then you could find the right guy. But yeah, give it a try. The world we live in right now, it's a very fast paced world. So mm-hmm. In a sense, we've got to agree and admit that social media is here. We can't do anything about it. So you've got to be able to add a bit of social media and some real life experiences to get exactly the kind of person that you're looking for. So I don't know if that actually answers the question of, is it Sandra, right?
Lydia.
Lydia, right.
Thanks
Lydia.
For texting.
And good luck, Lydia.
Yeah, thanks for texting in, Lydia. Just a quick one. I'll tell you, I'll say a lady's trick that I learned. The first trick is take it offline quickly. So because you are seeing the person off their persona online, the longer you leave it online, the longer you've built it in your head that this is who they are. Taking it offline makes it quicker for you to disconnect from that persona they've created online. So you get to see the actual person behind that persona. That's what saves people from catfishes, because catfishes dwell on the animosity. But when you take out that animosity, you strip it out, it doesn't linger anymore, so you quickly tell. So if it's somebody going under another person's persona and you say let's meet, once they've declined twice, you know this person's a catfish. But when you let it linger, then they keep leading you on, it becomes a game. So first tip is take it off social media, whatever app you've met, quickly ask to meet them in person. Never go alone, go to a public place, and once you've met them, confirm that they're real, then you can then start talking about normal dates and all the whole dating process. Good luck out there. They're still real people, a lot of catfishes, but you have to do your due diligence, because the first rule is to keep yourself safe and protected at the end of the day. We have one last one from Ray in Manchester. He says, my girlfriend gets upset if I don't post her regularly. She thinks I'm ashamed of her. I don't mind, but sometimes it feels like a chore, not a spontaneous act of love. Am I wrong? I'll say that's a classic dilemma. I'm a lady. If you are active on social media and you don't post me, I'll definitely feel like you do not love me. But if you're not active and you don't post, it's not a problem. But I'll say balance is the watchword here. Do what works for you. Discuss it. Talk to her about it. Tell her what you're comfortable doing and what you're not comfortable doing. You have different social media apps. You might choose the one where you celebrate her on, the one that you're most comfortable in. And yeah, you guys try to sort it out. Thanks for texting in. So if you want to advertise your goods, your service, this is the best place too, because we have listeners across the world. So you can DM us via Instagram, is at Radio Africana, or you can go to the website and click on where it says contact us and send us a quick email, or you can call us on 0161 222 9960 and say you want to advertise on the Love Stump Show with Jerry. And I want to say a big thank you to everybody that's listened to the show tonight, especially the ones that have texted in, and a big thank you to the Love Guru himself for coming back a second time.
Ooh, thank you very much. Thank you for having me again, Jerry. Thank you.
Yeah, so in conclusion, social media is a very good tool, but the thing with every tool is there are pitfalls, there are gains, so you have to be careful out there. Do not let social media validation be your reason for doing whatever it is that you're doing. Remember, at the end of the day, half of these people online are not real. They're not even people that know you. So what happens indoors still matters more than what happens outdoors. So take care of yourselves. I'll see you same time, same station next week, Wednesday. It's goodbye and love you from Jerry. Say goodbye to our listeners.
Yeah, goodbye, everyone, and I hope to see you again very soon. All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, ciao. Have a good night.
The day that we hooked up, I was driving, you was walking, and I swooped you up. From that moment on, I knew you were the one. Yeah. I was single, you was lonely, and we fell in love. We would sit and talk for hours about anything. Baby, you hang up, no, you hang up on three, hang up. I bought you with my picture, and I gave you everything. Said you'd always be my baby, then you bow. How you gonna up and leave me now? How you gonna act like that? How you gonna change it up when we just finished making up? How you gonna act like that? How you gonna act like we don't be making love? You know we be tearing it up, breaking stuff that can't love. How you gonna trip? How can you forget? How you gonna act like that? Girl, I never thought that loving you would hurt.
I did everything a good man would to make it work.
Girl, you should've told me you had second thoughts.
Like before I put the down on the house we bought.
Now I'm picking you.
The sun is somewhere shining even when it rains.
Baby,